translation of text 37, and I'll come to text 34 and Prabhupada's purport. Text 37, all living entities, moving and non-moving, receive their vital force, their bodily strength, and their very lives from the air. All of us follow the air for our vital force, exactly as servants follow an emperor. The vital force of air is generated from the original vital force of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with us. May the supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us. The different directions are generated from his ears. The horse of the body comes from his heart. The vital force, the senses, the mind, the air within the body, and the ether, which is the shelter of the body, come from his navel. Text 39. Mahendra, the king of heavens, was generated from the prowess of the Lord. The demigods were generated from the mercy of the Lord. Lord Shiva was generated from the anger of the Lord, and Lord Brahma from his sovereign intelligence. The Vedic mantras were generated from the bodily horse of the Lord, and the great saints and prajapatis were generated from his genitals. May that supremely powerful Lord be pleased with us. Text 40. The goddess of fortune was generated from his chest. The inhabitants of Pitraloka from his shadow. Religion from his bosom. And irreligion, the opposite of religion, from his back. The heavenly planets were generated from the top of his head. And Apsaras from his sense enjoyment. May that supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us. The Brahmanas, text 41, the Brahmanas and Vedic knowledge come from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kshatriyas and bodily strength come from his arms. The Vaishyas and their expert knowledge in productivity and wealth comes from his thighs, and the Sudras, who are outside of Vedic knowledge, come from his feet. May that supreme personality of Godhead, who is full in prowess, be pleased with us. Text 42. Greed is generated from his lower lip, affection from his upper lip, bodily luster from his nose, animalistic lusty desires from his sense of touch, Yamaraj from his eyebrows, and eternal time from his eyelashes. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with us. Today's verse, Dravyam, the five elements of material world. Vaya, time. Karma, fruitive activities. Gunan, the three modes of material nature. Vishesham, the variety is caused by combination of 23 elements. Yat, that which. Yogamaya, by the Lord's creative potency. Bihitan, all done. Padanti, all learned men say. Yatulbivayam, which is actually extremely difficult to understand. Prabhutta, apavadam, rejected by the learned, by those who are fully aware. Parasiddhātam may be pleased, na upon us, saha he, mahābhibhūtihi, the control of everything. Translation. All learned men say that the five elements, eternal time, fruitive activity, the three modes of material nature, and the varieties of varieties produced by these three modes of nature, these three modes, are all creations of Yogamaya. This material world is therefore extremely difficult to understand, but those who are highly learned have rejected it. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of everything, be pleased with us. Purport. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Durvibhayam is very important in this verse. No one can understand how everything is happening in this material world by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his material energies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachara Charam. Everything is actually happening under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This much we can learn, but how it is happening is extremely difficult to understand. We cannot even understand how the affairs within our body are systematically taking place. The body is a small universe, and since we cannot understand how things are happening in this small universe, how can we understand the affairs of the bigger universe? Actually, this universe is very difficult to understand, yet learned sages have advised, as Krishna has also advised, that this material world is Dukkhalayam Ashasvatam. In other words, it is a place of misery and temporality. One must give up this world and go back home, back to the personality of Godhead. Materialists may argue, if this material world and its affairs are impossible to understand, how can you reject it? The answer is provided by the word Prabhutta Bhavadam. We have to reject this material world because it is rejected by those who are learned in Vedic wisdom. Even though we cannot understand what this material world is, we should be ready to reject it in accordance with the advice of learned persons, especially the advice of Krishna. Krishna says, Mam upetya puna jalma dukkhalayam asasvatam na puna bhanti mahatmana samsittim paramam gataha. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, text 15. One has to return home, back to Godhead. For this is the highest perfection of life. To go back to Godhead means to reject this material world. Although we cannot understand the functions of this material world and whether it is good for us or bad for us, in accordance with the advice of the Supreme Authority, we must reject it and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Agyana Trimandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thanks for coming. And so before I speak anything, I'd like to seek the blessings of all senior devotees and the proper disciples. Panchakalpa Durgasya, Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha, Patitanam, Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha. After listening all these words and purport, are you excited? How do you feel? I guess it's a bit heavy verse, isn't it? Prabhupada said again and again, and this part, the translation says also, we must reject it. Whatever we have here in the material world, we have to reject it. But it's interesting that we have to reject the material things. Before I start, just I came to temple and then I received two exciting news. One news is Parashuram Babu gave me this morning. He cooked last night festival for 150 people in 45 minutes. Prasadam came out wonderful and then it took only 45 minutes. Haribo. another good news is that I forgot her name. What's your sister's name? Your sister's name? Rhea. Your name is Roma. Your sister's name is Rhea. I met Rhea just came this morning before give Jayaradam Madhav song. She helped Ritananda's appearance day. Actually, all bhaktins and a lot of brahmacharis and those who finished the Veda course, they came to help Ritananda's appearance day, the feast, which was last Saturday, yeah? And then we cooked together one perhaps, which is called the sweet rice. And then she always wanted to learn how to cook sweet rice. And the reason was that she read somewhere that one of Krishna's favorite food is sweet rice, along with the cakes and that. So I never come across that quote, but I asked for the quote. She said she's going to look for it. But somehow she had a great wish that she wanted to cook for sweet rice. And then she said that sweet rice was fantastic. And she wanted to continue that when she finished course, and then she goes back, and then she wants to offer to her own deities. And this was a great news for me. Haribo. But in reality, actually it wasn't. When we cook sweet rice, it takes a lot of time because first of all, we have the boiled milk and then put the rice and then you cook it down again. And during that process, if you make slight mistakes, then it burns. If you lose one moment of attention, then it easily get burned. The natural milk is that first of all, easily boil over. Yeah, that's why the whole Damodara Leela is coming. Because the milk was boiled over. Yeah? This is the nature of milk. Not only is it boiled over very easily, and it stuck very easily too. So, at one point, it was a little bit stuck. And when it's stuck, when you scrape it, then the bottom bit was coming up. It doesn't look presentable. So we came across the situation that it was a little bit stuck, and then it wasn't presentable. So, material world is like that. Things doesn't go as we expect. Especially if you are in Grihastha Ashram. It's always it happens. You may feel more than any other ashram. That in Grihastha Ashram, you feel that padam padam yapi padam. There is just danger at every step. So in this way, this material world worked out in a way that it may not go as we expect. But the important thing is that when we come across that type of situation, the difference between the devotee and people outside is that how to analyze, how to see, how to understand that situation is very, very important. In general, people's understanding is that when they come across something that they didn't expect, first, their understanding is that because of their karma. If they have at least a beautiful kind of a knowledge about repeated birth and death. If you don't have understanding, this understanding, when they come across a situation, then people's tendency is that they blame others. Either government's fault, or if it happens within the family, then the other family's member's fault. Or if we have situation within this service, then there is easy way out to blame others. It's not my fault. Yeah? So, while we're doing divorce service, we come across situation, and the people outside also, for example, there is a car accident. Then, there is a police get involved, and there is to, in one sense, think that it wasn't my fault, and the other party's fault. This is the way I understand. But people have some a little bit of shastic understanding. They say that is my karma, or it happened. But it is important how, as we devotees, should understand the situation. Last class I mentioned, there is a fact and there is a truth. But mostly, the fact we experience is opposite of the truth. Do you remember the example I gave? Yes, a lot of people, I think I wasn't here last class. I gave one simple example, which is done by Prabhupada. Prabhupada said in the Yashopanishad, in the introduction, when we see the sun, the disk is very small, but in reality, it's bigger than our earth. But what we see is fact, it's very small. Yes? And also, what we see is that the sun is going around the earth, but in reality, the earth is moving. So, we have to have the Shastric vision, we have the guidance of Acharyas, how to analyze the situation, how to deal with the problems. So, I strongly mention that once we take up devotional service, there is no karma involved. But still, within the devotee community also, I have noticed that people think things happen, that it is my karma. No, it's not. We have to make clear about this. Why is not there is no karma involved? The reason is that Krishna says again and again in Bhagavad Gita, once you surrender, once you take up devotional service, once you take up chanting, then karma, either good karma or bad karma, is resolved. Karma cannot affect us anymore. But we do experience a heavy situation. Then why we experience that heavy situation? Krishna arranges a situation where we can further get rid of our ahankar ego, me, my, and I consciousness. So when we meet the situation, then rather than analyzing that is whose fault is this, or what have I done wrong in the previous life, we don't need to think like that. When we meet the situation, what we need to think? Okay, how can we improve? How to make it better? How can you resolve in Krishna conscious way? I'm going back to seed rice now. Seed rice, somehow or other, was already stuck. So, we analyzed that this cannot be offered to the devotees. It doesn't look presentable. It's a Nityananda's feast. So, okay. Shall we cook another seed rice? No. We cannot waste whatever we cooked. So what we did is, because everything's fine, but looks a bit not presentable. So that, okay, let's get the carrot chips. Yes? We blended the carrot chips, and dropped some bits and pieces. So carrot chips is dark. And then, that's not enough. Let's develop a bit more flavor. So we got the hazelnuts. And we roast the hazelnuts, and we grind them together and put it inside. So actually, we didn't plan to put hazelnut and carrot chips. All we planned was put the vanilla essence. That's it. Give it nice flavor. But actually, because we put vanilla essence, not only vanilla essence, we put hazelnut and carrot chips. Actually, it exceeded our expectation. Does it make sense? Yes? Did you enjoy sweet rice? Yes. Either fortunately or unfortunately, when I give an example, all it has to do with my service. My service in the kitchen. So I can't give a better example than this. But I guess this is the way of Krishna arranges things. Everybody within this material world has a unique quality and a unique potency. Krishna gave this potency to the bird to fly. Krishna gave this potency to the dog to smell. Dog can smell better than us for around 500 to 900 times. That's why when you go to airport, there is a dog that can smell the drugs. Yeah? So we individual also has a unique quality and potency and ability to serve Krishna. This ability actually is Krishna himself. Why? Krishna says, Shabdake Borisham Nirushu. I'm the Shabdake, the sound vibration in the ether, and the Borisham Nirushu. I'm the ability in man. So actually, we are nothing but Nimitta Matram, the instrument, so that Krishna can serve himself in a different format. Yes? Actually, we are not serving Krishna. Krishna serving Krishna. This is how it works. That's why, it is important to understand, to read the Shastra through the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam and through the understanding of Srila Prabhupada. So we have a Mahabharata epic, great epic. In Mahabharata, so many things happens. Yeah, people love story about fighting between Arjuna and Karna. A lot of people think that ultimately Arjuna killed Karna. And also Arjuna killed Bhishma. But actually this is wrong understanding according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Who killed? Yes, Krishna. How? Tell me how he killed. When Krishna was asked by Arjuna, before even Mahabharata war happens, it says that, you know what is that verse? You know, ask Krishna to drive my chariot in the middle of Senai Ubare Mate, Ratam Stapayam, Me Achuta. Arjuna asked, hey Krishna, please drive my chariot in the middle of this battlefield. At that moment, Krishna was driving the chariot, and one eye looking at the front, and the other eye looking at the Kaurava's party. And by looking at this, by this glance, Krishna took all their life away. Krishna killed them all already. Before even battle starts, they are dead already. Where did it mention? It mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 35. In obedience to the command of his friend, you know who is saying this? Bhishma Dev saying on the battle of arrow, before he passing away, he's saying to all the people assembled there, because Yudhisthira was distressed. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulanda ki, Jai Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki, Jai Sri Sri Gauranga ki. Yudhishthira was distressed because he killed so many people. How can be a, can I be a good king? You know, I've already killed so many people. So that Krishna's advised that, why don't you take some advice from Bhishmadev? And Bhishmadev won the battle of arrow. And at that moment, Bhishmadev gave great advice to the people around, not only the Pandavas, all the sages around. So there, Bhishmadev mentioned, in obedience to the command of his friend, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana. And while there, he shortened the lifespan of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by his looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. Here, that poetic expression. Normally, in the battlefield, we say we killed him. Yes? We use kill. But, you know, there is an expression that I put his life to an end. Or there are many expressions of killing it. Or his life came to an end. My limited English, I cannot think of a further of expression. If I invite Shakespeare, maybe he present in a better way. Yeah? But here, Bhishmadev expressed the killing as Krishna shortened the lifespan of the opposite party. What a poetic expression. That was what Bhishmadev said. Before battle start, already battle finished. So that Arjuna is there as an instrument. That's why in Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says that Nimitra Matra Bhavam Sabhya Sachin in 11th canto. Just to become my instrument. Nothing else. I don't know. I'm doing everything, but you become my instrument. That's all. We also the same. Sometimes we feel that I've done something. Sometimes we feel that I cooked something. There is a big difference between taking on role and taking a title and then identifying it. I heard that in India, there is one actor who used to play as Krishna in Mahabharata and Vishnu in Vishnu Purana. So in India, they make a lot of movie out of it. So this actor somehow got into himself that, actually, I'm Krishna. Why? Because millions of people are worshipping him as Krishna. And so when I was traveling in South India, I met one temple president. He's saying that in South India, in a certain part of area, if you become the main actor in the movie, your seat for parliament, the member of parliament, is guaranteed. So people identifying him as a hero in the movie, in reality also. So it does happen in India. So people start to identifying him as Krishna, and also he's getting worshipped, and he thinks himself as Krishna. Yeah? But actually, it's happening within us also. When you do something, we are given the role to do that certain things. But if we identifying that I'm doing it, then we are in trouble. For example, mother. Yeah? Mother, when they have a baby, they are given role as mother to look after this baby. But mother thinks that I'm your mother, I'm your parents. Then problem starts. Why? Because ownership enters with that statement. But this is Krishna's child. Actually, Krishna is a father and mother of everything, and I'm given opportunity to do some service for this another living entity as role of mother. This our understanding should be. But not only this, within the service also, sometimes we are given title as temple president, temple manager, or so many things. So that means we are given opportunity to do that role, but the moment we think that, okay, I'm doing it, the trouble starts. Yeah? Go back to this one. Go back to this story. So before battle starts, already battle finished, Arjuna is nothing but instrument. So we have to follow that what Arjuna did. So first can it is mentioned. This wasn't enough, Sukadeva Goswami felt. And this thing is mentioned again, ninth canto, last chapter of ninth canto, and the last verse of ninth canto, before start the tenth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tenth canto is nothing but story of Krishna. Before start Krishna's story, Sukadeva Goswami reminding us again, Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 9, chapter 24, text 69. This is the last verse of ninth canto. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by his glance, he annihilated the old demigods. He annihilated the old demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Before he started the war, but he declared the victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion and then returned to his abode in his original form. Krishna said again in Bhagavad Gita, Kalmano hyapi bhottabhyam bhottabhyam cha bhikalmana akalmanas cha bhottabhyam kana kalmano katihi kana kalmano katihi. It is very difficult to understand the destination of karma. I'll read the translation. The intricacy of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is. Sometimes we do hard endeavor to please someone or to make ourselves better because we are trying to be a little bit harder, but actually we found more trouble than before. It's all the time it's happening. That's what Arjuna said in the Bhagavad Gita. Piparetani Keshava. You know, I came on the battlefield to win the war, but actually in the battlefield, I feel nothing but sorrow. It's like that. And also, if you are family member, raising up children or something like that, we try to give Krishna consciousness as much as possible. But children doesn't want it. A lot of cases. Our endeavor is to no avail. But that doesn't mean that you should give up. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't try harder. Why? Because the intricacy of action and reaction, the intricacy of this material world is very, very difficult to understand. In one sense, we cannot understand it, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. We cannot understand our own body, what's happening within this material world, within this body. How can we understand outside of things? Ultimate solution is Jato Dalpana Majaram. Just clean your heart. Whatever happens, it's opportunity to clean your heart. It is opportunity to get rid of your me-first attitude. Nothing more than that. Once we get rid of this identification, then our ticket to back to God is guaranteed. Ultimate definition of mrityu, death. Mrityu atyanta vismriti. Svarupena vyavastiti. Mrityu, death, means for us opportunity to go back to Krishna. And in order to go back to Krishna, atyanta vismriti. Whatever happens in this material world, whatever happening or will happen, we have the vismriti, completely forget. We need to forget. Mostly we need to forget about us, our identification as Indian, Englishman, Korean man, whatever it may be. Then when we forget this identification, then Svarupena Vyavastiti, there is a chance to revive Svarup, your original form. What is your original form? Is your spirit soul, your servant of Krishna. As long as I hold this, I cannot hold anything else. It's a wonderful device, this hand. While you are holding this, you cannot hold something else. It's like that. So, there is examples. Shastra, somebody is holding the trunk of tree, and then, let me go, let me go. He's holding, but he's saying, let me go, let me go. It doesn't work. So, in this way, Prabhupada gave a wonderful opportunity for us to go back home, back to Godhead. And also, it is important remember that as a devotee, when situation arises, don't think that as karma, reaction of your past life. So that resolved, that finished. There are many, many examples that when the iron rod placed in the fire, it picks up quality of fire. And eventually, it has effect of exact effect of that fire, this iron rod. So if it touches, it will burn. Devotees are like that. Once we take up Krishna consciousness, once we surrender to Krishna, then we are not iron anymore. We are just a fire. Yes? Make sense? Okay, I'll end here. And if there is any question, then I'd like to take it, or comment, and all corrections.